Welcome to 2 inches deep, beginning of 2021. Happy New Year, first of all, for all of our fans. We got your boy Ali Rock and Coach Jax here with a fresh year, new year.
That's right.
We're starting it off right with a great episode. Look, reminiscing on the past.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2020 was an interesting year. I keep on, you know, like, when the brand new year starts, and especially when you're getting in school and you keep on doing the date and you mess it up, like, I'm already knowing when school starts up in a couple of weeks, I'm going to be messing up the date a lot. I keep on thinking it's 2019 because of the pandemic, and you hear 19 all the time.
Right.
It's 2021. It's crazy.
2021, yeah. Like, we're in the future, apparently. You know, people usually think that 2020 we have flying cars and shit.
Yeah.
Instead, we got, like, a pandemic, you know, so tides have turned, whatever. Right now, though, we're just going to look back on 2020 because it was a crazy fucking year. And to be honest with you, it kind of flew by for me. Like, I can remember us sitting in this same house that we're recording now in your office recording our first episode, and our audio was fucked up. Like, go ahead and listen to it. You know, go ahead and listen to it. Like, I think I was like just a distant echo on there.
Yeah.
And your mic was working.
That's what. Yeah, and then if you want to hear some, like, great color analysis stuff on UFC and football, for sure listen to that episode.
If you want
to
play-by-play on every game, just go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, if you want some articulate hot takes on that, go ahead and listen to that.
Yeah, it's crazy how far we've grown, and our 1 year is coming up pretty soon here.
January 19th. I just put it in my notes, actually.
That's right.
Crazy.
That's also the day we start school.
Is it really?
Yeah, I just looked today.
Yikes.
I feel like we just ended, like, the semester, and we're just starting it out, like, out of nowhere.
I thought it was, like, the 25th or whatever.
I thought so, too. Apparently not.
Do we get a spring break?
I heard, like, we don't.
UNR doesn't.
I heard we don't, yeah. Well, we get out the 15th of May. I think that's what we got out last year, so I don't even know the fuck the deal is.
I'm not even registered for any of my classes, so.
I registered today, and it's just not looking great overall.
Yeah.
Schedule is absolutely fucked, but.
Well.
Right.
Great ones just.
I think before we start reminiscing on the past of what happened in 2020, I think we should set some expectations, some resolutions for 2021. Because it's going to be a big year for us.
Yeah. You know,
2 inches deep. Last year was like our introductory year. This year is where we grow. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. This is where we expand our audience. This is where we go and do just crazy things with this podcast, you know? We did crazy things last year. We're going to be crazier this year.
Yeah.
So what's that resolutions, personal ones you have for us? And
So for personal, there's a couple. One of the resolutions I want to do is finish a book a month. Mm-hmm. I've put that on my list for a while now, but I feel like I'm actually getting to an age where reading and finding some intellectual facts about yourself is really important. So I do want to read. That's one of my personal goals. And then I also want to visit at least 3 states. I think that's tangible. I think it's important to set tangible goals.
New states or, like, states you've been
to? Any states, because last year I didn't visit a state. I stayed in Nevada, I think, the entire time.
Really?
2020?
Probably, man.
2019 I visited quite a bit, not under the most proper circumstances, but 2020 I went to Reno, and I think that was it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think this all the way through. Yeah. Yeah, that was it. So, I want to see some states, get out. I think it's important to do some vacation and stuff like that. I have not been able to. I've been stuck at home for a while. I've been saving and stuff like that. For the podcast, I think Ali Rock did a really good job of explaining that last year was an introductory year. We found out a lot about how we're going to do it. And for those of you that have been listening since the very first week, we love you and we can't thank you enough. And those who are listening now and that you're new to it, we love you too. And we thank you very much. And we're only getting better. I think the goal for this is just to keep on putting out better and better content, in which we've done. We found certain segments that we want to keep. We found certain things that we'd like to talk about, stuff like that. And I think, you know, last year when we first started, I put so much emphasis on a number basis where it kind of stressed both Ali Rock and I out. And then when we stopped doing that, it kind of became a lot more fun and more of a passionate. And then now we want to get into the numbers, but I'm not even going to put a goal on a number right now because it's, you know, with time it'll come. Mm-hmm. So I think A personal goal for this, and just to wrap up my thoughts and let you talk, I think I just want to keep on putting out more and more better content, whether that's on our podcast, on our YouTube, on our Instagram, stuff like that, where we find a new basis. And then I think I talked about with the upcoming project, I want someone that I don't know to be seen wearing some sort of our product.
I like that. I like that a lot. And just to kind of like carry off on your point, or just like an add to it, that we have had some trials and tribulations on this podcast.
Yeah, it's not been easy. I'll tell you that.
We have so many things happened this year, and we found ways to overcome those things that happened on this podcast with personnel, with having guests on this podcast, with trying to get certain things started, having episodes every week, or doing things for YouTube videos. Like, we've had so many things go up and down, and hopefully 2021 will have a more steadier path, but it's not going to be like that. I can tell you that already.
No.
We're going to have
even harder. It's already been tough in the couple first days.
Right. And I'm just glad this is first Sunday of 2021. We're starting off right with an episode here for all you guys to enjoy. For some personal goals I've set for myself, resolutions, is hit that 260 mark.
Amen,
bro. I actually hit 280 end of 2020. And then I gave myself a week to relax. So I gained back a few pounds, probably like 287 right now. I'm back on it tomorrow on my diet grind, and hit 260. Doesn't matter where I want to hit it, preferably before summer, so I can look my best.
Absolutely.
And that's totally achievable. Another thing I have is saving up money. I've never been good at it. Mm-hmm. I've always saved to the point where I'm like, oh shit, I have a few grand, like, let me waste it. So I've been doing that. My goal now is just to save and hold on to that savings for a while, and put it into an account, let it build interest, whatever. And hopefully, either through this podcast or through other outlets, get another source of
income
so I can have something coming in besides my job. Bullshit job, but maybe find a different job. Maybe find something where I can just make money, because I'm trying to buy a house, hopefully by this year.
I didn't want to get in there because sometimes I get a little weird about like the personal stuff, but since you laid it out there, I do want to be a first-time home buyer this year. That's my plan. I've kind of set it out for my birthday. Like, my birthday gift to myself is a home. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm looking for, but we'll see. I mean, last year there's a lot of plans that we probably set out for ourselves, and it kind of went down the chute. But this year is a brand new way.
Freaking documented it. So
yeah, I think that everyone can probably agree that almost everybody was looking forward to this year, like, the new year, December 31st. Everyone was probably like, "Oh my gosh, thank goodness it's over," stuff like that. I'm curious to hear what some of your guys' resolutions are, and share that with us if you feel comfortable. We'd love to hear. We love to talk, and we're looking forward to this year. And we're going to start off this year with a great show.
And one more resolution I have for this podcast is to put out something on social media, because it is one of the most easiest ways to get noticed.
Yeah.
But something that we put out to go a little bit viral.
Oh, that'd be nice, yeah.
Just get a little more viewers to our page and to kind of like give us a little, boost on our viewership and stuff like that. So we're going to get really creative here in the near future.
Yeah.
Yes, but those are resolutions. And, we're going to put an Instagram post, something about the new year, and want to hear your guys' stuff. So comment down below when we do post that. Hit us up at...
And we're coming back this year strong with social media. We've been lacking.
Yes.
And that's on me, but...
It's on us. I want you guys to go follow us at 2-Inch Deep Podcast. 2 is a number 2 on Instagram, and 2-Inch Deep Tweet on Twitter. And I'm going to fuck around and start TikTok because...
I might fuck around and put a Facebook. Time. I don't know. Screw it.
Get your grandmas involved. Why not?
Apparently our Twitter is inappropriate. We found out that today.
I was trying to retweet a tweet on my page or whatever. And it was just like, yeah, this doesn't meet your some guidelines of, so I had to mark this thing where I can retweet any content.
Oh, nice.
So we're good.
You've been watching porn on Twitter?
Of course.
Of course.
Just look up some shit.
That used to be
shit.
A thing. When I was in eighth grade. When did you start being on Twitter? I started when I was 2012, so I was 11, really? 12. Yeah.
So I made an account.
I'm an OG.
Made an account early on, probably in eighth grade or whatever like that, seventh grade. But I didn't get to use it till my sophomore year of high school. I didn't really realize how to use it until sophomore year.
I didn't realize how many people are very confused by Twitter. If you haven't been on Twitter, a lot of people are they don't know how to use it, which is weird because I think it's very user friendly. But I saw, because I'm not on the TikToks, Right. Everyone has been trying to, Ali Rock has tried to get me on there.
It's dangerous.
I'm not on there for whatever reason. It might be a good thing. It also might be a bad thing. I don't know. But I saw, like, someone sent me this thing where it's like kids, or not even kids, but just TikTok viral people that don't know how to use Twitter. They're like going through a time where they're like, what the fuck is this?
Really?
Yeah. Which is interesting to me. That's why I just wanted to pose a question. But let's get into our first segment, because we have some juicy segments and they are going to take quite a bit of time. So if you guys have not understood the connotation of the way this episode is going to work, we're just doing a 2020 recap.
That's right.
It was shitty for most of us, and it might have been, there were some also good moments. So we want to talk about those. We want to talk about the shitty ones, some funny memories that we have. It's going to be an eventful show, to say the least. So which one do you want to start off with, Ali Rock? We have a couple.
I think we should do... one of the mounts.
One of the mounts?
Yeah, I think
we Which one do you want to start off with? You want to start with the good or the bad?
Oh, well, when you get good news, do you want good news first or bad news first?
Bad news.
Okay, let's start off with the bad then.
Start off with the bad, yeah. You want to start off? We're going to do a Mount Fleshmore, guys, of 2020 moments. It could be personal. It could be everyone. I have quite a bit. So I remember with the Mount Fleshmore, there's only four, but there are some honorable mentions. So, Ali Rock, you want to start it off?
Well, damn right. So... you know, it was kind of hard for me to look back on the bad moments, because all I want to say is bad, but like the negative moments, because I've had few of them this year, because I've mainly the good moments are like highlight of my year.
Yeah.
So I had to really think about like what type of shit like is my mom Fleshmore, you know?
Yeah.
One of them is being the first to get let go from the company we used to work at.
Yeah. The one that we don't like to name.
Right, we don't name it anymore, but I was literally the first one with no hesitation.
Hardly anything.
A little stab in the back. Oh, shout out to those guys, huh?
Yeah. I was
cocksuckers I saw.
I was in a DM. I was in a DM war with them earlier this week. We'll talk about that later.
Yes, but I'm not going to say too much about that, because that's in the past.
You can hear it on a couple other episodes.
Yes, so we do go off. But... that company is going down, probably because they let me go. But
obviously,
that was one of the first times where I'm like, I got teared up, because I was like, damn, like I'm
not. Yeah, no, I heard it in your voice. I was the first person that found out about it. Remember that?
Well, yeah, because like, immediately. Who am I gonna tell? The colleague, right?
Yeah.
It kind of sucked, because it's just like, it was because of COVID, this and that. Like, you know, they have to cut people, and they're like, well, unfortunately, you're gonna be the first one we're gonna cut. And I was like.
Why do they even need to say that, though? You're like, the first one out. Like, they could have at least...
And out of all these people, I was the one. I was like, okay, whatever. And I just, like, was a little worried because, you know, money, I need it. And yeah. I was like, how am I going to find another job? But
yeah. At that point, it was funny because we've told the story a couple of times. My dad had told us that we need to fucking brace for impact, basically.
And we that was
spent
funny.
Spent some bread on some stuff. Thinking that we're going to be locked in the house, and then goes back to work the next day, and
yeah.
so my first one of Mount Fleshmore's COVID-19. I'm kidding. obviously, so we did this segment where we're not going to mention like COVID-19 as one of the things, because that's too boring. So this one just irks me. I don't know why it irked me. This is like just a universal type thing. You remember like on Twitter and even on Instagram, like everything was a fucking cake.
Oh,
when it was like cake memes and shit like that. Like that was the worst fucking time, like on social media, when it was all like the earth cake, everything cake. Like, bro, I did not want to hear that shit as much as it did, and it just, I'm gonna be honest with you, I didn't laugh at a single one of them. And so that was probably one of the worst moments that we could have done as a society in 2020 or 2019.
That was for sure lowest point.
Yeah,
lowest point in 2020. It was pretty early on too.
Yeah, dude, it was boring. It was like, this is supposed to be funny, guys. This is where comedy's going these days. But if I say certain words, I'm going to get canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Upsetting.
A little side note. I don't know. You just reminded me because of like social media and all that. But, you know, congratulations to the people who got their recent stimulus checks.
Oh, fuck face.
Oh, is that one of yours?
That's one of mine.
That's not one of mine.
I ain't going
to
say it.
I'll just talk about it. I just want to say it to those people who got the first one, right?
Yeah, I didn't even get the first one.
You didn't?
No.
I thought you did.
No.
That was crazy.
Sucked.
Well, to those people who got the first one, right, thank you for ruining it, because we didn't get no more after that, because all y'all were just like flexing, oh, I'm getting a fucking PS5 or some shit. Like,
yeah.
And all these, you know, congressmen saw it, and they were supposed to, like, you know, how you got the $600 or $2,000 one, and like people voted no for it. They're the reason why.
Yeah.
You know, because people over here like going on vacation and shit with their stimulus checks, and I'm like, I'm actually out here working and shit, like, you know.
Yeah.
So... it's all fun and games.
Fucking blew it, kid.
It's all good, though.
So that's your pick?
We're still living it. No, it's not. Okay. I just wanted to get side
check. Okay, go ahead. Well, next one.
My pick is this one, bro. It honestly, like, ruined a lot for me. It ruined, like, most of the year because, like, this is one of my favorite things to do, and it was just...
Oh, I know this one.
It's our governor, bro.
Yeah.
He took down all the basketball hoops in the area. And I love playing basketball.
Yeah.
And it was, like, if I didn't want to go, like, run, I'd just go play ball for, like, fucking 2 hours.
You know? Yeah.
And next thing I know, I go to play ball, and I go to the fucking thing, there's no hoops. I'm like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? Actually run laps now?
Mm-hmm.
So it was just, like, one of those things, man. And they're still not up, you know? And I sent out a tweet to him. Like, I added him. I was like, when are we going to put the hoops back up? At the governor.
Like, just right now?
No, like, earlier in the year. Like,
oh.
Like, near June.
Should retweet it.
Should we retweet it?
Yeah,
retweet. I'll find it for you. Yeah. I'll do it. Like, but I was just like, man, that, like, it was a buzzkill, you know?
Yeah. It's a good pick. Good pick. Also, another near and dear one to me. Remember when Taco Bell, like, took potatoes off the menu?
Nah, I don't. I'm not a big Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah,
you're
not a big Taco Bell guy. Yeah, so that fucking blew. Like,
when are you a Taco Bell guy? I just find this.
I mean, I just know that there's been a couple times where I've maybe drank a little bit too much, and everyone's like, you know what sounds good right now? Taco Bell. And then they go, you know what? They don't have potatoes anymore, so we can't go. And I've never been the bit, like, you know, I'm not potatoes. One of the, yeah, I have the same order for Taco Bell as I've had for like 9 years. But what I'm just saying is like, it's ruined, it's buzzkilled.
Yeah.
A lot of shit for a lot of people. And a lot of times for me where I'm like, Taco Bell sounds good. And then because I'm not going to willingly go to Taco Bell by myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's an issue I have. So I'll go with other people, but then they've been like, they don't have potatoes. Fuck that.
Right.
When all I wanted was a fucking steak burrito supreme and it sounded pretty fucking good.
You know what? And I just learned a new word this past weekend called the drunchies. Instead of having munchies when you're high, you have the drunchies when you're hungry and drunk.
No, see, I don't have it like that. You know why? Because I drink like beer and shit. And it's like
it's already filling. Exactly. See, I've recently been drinking beer and I can't seem to get like also drunk off of it because beer is like filling.
Yeah.
Like, it's like eating bread. Like, and I'm scared to do hard alcohol because of the fear of yakking.
Yeah.
Even though I don't yak, it's just like. Yeah, you have that feeling.
Yeah.
I don't want to have that feeling.
See, here's my thing, though, is like I've been wondering about this a little bit. Now, you have this in your blood.
Yeah.
I just think that vodka is kind of feminine these days.
You think so?
Just a little bit.
I think it lost its. But see, you're misconstruing it because vodka is not getting more feminine. These women are getting more masculine. Okay. These women are getting bold out here.
I'm just saying I was at a social gathering, less than six, not really. But what I'm saying is, as I had my mask on and everything like that, and it was all like, I did. I have pictures of it. I swear to God, like I had my mask on.
You're the only kid
like
there,
that.
Probably with the mask on.
Huh?
You're probably the only kid there.
No, it was like our whole group had masks on. But other than that, like they were looking at us and they're like, "Who are these kids?" Anyways, but I got asked, it's like, you know, you hear the music in the background, and it's like five. Or, but anyways, that whole thing goes down, and it's like I got asked numerous times if I wanted to do any shots, and their whole thing was vodka.
That's and the best. Women. That's the best one.
But like, here's my thing. I just think that it's losing the hair on this chest. You know what I mean?
I get where you're coming from, but like, what other shots are you gonna do? Like rum, tequila, on New Year's.
Yeah,
tequila is a summer thing.
Really?
Yeah, or you're going to do shots of whiskey. Who does that, you know?
I mean, I brought Jaeger to the party. I didn't know what kind of party it was.
Jaeger is a good one, but this is what I do.
That's what I'm saying. I kept prepared.
This is how you get... So for the...
By the way, your cup that you got me? Sick.
Was it? They keep your drink cold? That's what I'm talking about. So for the rookies out there who don't know how to drink, the proper way to do it is you do a shot of preferably any liquor but vodka, and you chase it with a Jaeger bomb. Do you want a blackout after three? That's how you do it.
Here's my thing is I'm just not into the blackout.
I've been getting into it, yeah.
You have been?
It's just funny to hear
it. So
next
you're an
day,
alcoholic is what we're
when
saying.
When you get in a fight with your girlfriend, it's just funny to hear some things that happen, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I did that? And they're like, yeah, you asshole.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn.
I don't know why I went on that tangent. That's not even Mount Fleshmore. I was talking about Taco Bell. I don't know how he talked on this, but like, I'm just
talking about drunk foods and Taco Bell is in the category, you know?
It is.
Or high. I don't, or
it
you're
is.
High. I don't know.
It is.
But I prefer real one? Mexican food. Man.
I do too.
All right, my next one. This one. You remember this one fondly.
Oh boy.
A moment when I was down was I just had to give him a look. I didn't say nothing. You know, nicotine is fun.
Okay.
He just spilled his drink. He just spit out his drink.
I should have filmed it. I should have filmed it. I thought you were going to
do like, that. I thought these guys were tough because they were putting like two of these nicotine pouches called Zins in their thing. And I was like, I'll just do one. Like, okay. But I think you guys were spitting them out. Like, I was slowly swallowing this shit. And next thing you know, because I was like, oh, this shit's nasty. Like, I'm going to take it out. So I took it out of my lip. And then next thing you know, I just got hit with like a wave of like fucking like, dude, I was ODing on like heroin. Like,
yeah.
And like, I was like,
spinning.
I was, my eyes were in the back of my head. I was like,
Yeah.
And they're like pouring water on me and shit. Like, he's about to give me like CPR mouth to mouth. I don't even know.
Well, I mean, mouth to mouth wasn't going to be the first thing I went to, but I was ready. I didn't know if I was going to do a Heimlich and try to fucking make you spit out like a pouch or something like that. You know what I mean? I was ready though. Oh my God. That moment was funny as fuck because it was so weird. Like, you were out of it for a second. And then when you came to, you were right back into it. Right back into it.
I know.
So we'll talk about this a little bit more later on. I have it for a mount. Rushmore when we get into it. Mm-hmm. So I have a couple. I'm going to go because I've done two universal ones. And I'm going to do a couple personal ones for my last two, and then we'll do honorable mentions. I don't know if you guys remember this time when like my back just gave up on me. I mean, I know Ali Rock remembers that, but like my entire back just, I came back from Reno. I was gone for a week. We had not done a show for a while. We did a break. That was my only vacation of the year. So I decided to drive up to Reno and everything, and I drive back and I go straight to work. Probably not the best idea.
You're probably sitting like a gangster.
The next day, because here's the thing. I've told you guys this when we did a road trip episode. I don't stop. So for 6 hours, I didn't need to stop once. I was here and ready to go. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And anyway, so I don't stop. All this shit starts happening. And the next day, like, I remember going to bed and waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning and starting throwing like right hooks into my back because it hurts so bad. Like, I'm throwing like straight haymakers in my back, like trying to numb that shit up because I can't sleep. Like I'm talking some fucking Ryan Floyd Garcia. Mayweather, some shit, Ryan Garcia, like that shit, bro, right in my back. And I go to the, like, it got to a point, like, and here's my thing, another philosophy by Jackson, I've talked about it a couple times, you know, you don't stop during the road trip, you piss in a bottle, all that stuff. I don't go to the doctor unless I literally have to. And this time I literally have to. And I just remember going to the doctor and he's like, well, son, how old are you? And I said, at the time was I 19? No, I think I had just turned 20. I had just turned 20 and I was like, I'm 20. He's like, you have a collapse in your spine. Not good. You have nerve damage and you still have a limp in your knee. Have you ever hurt your knee? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, not good.
And you're 20.
And you're 20. This is not supposed to be happening. I was like, that was fun. So I just remember going to work. Like,
so you just grilled your shit.
Yeah, let me have it. Yeah, you know what I mean? Okay. I was like, what are you doing? And so
you'd be like, I'm just having sex, doc.
So I just remember that entire like week and a half of my pain, like my back being on X game mode. Dude, it sucked. Like that week sucked. Balls. I remember I would have to sit down and Alex would be like, are you good? And I'd be like, shit, dude, I don't know. This might be it. I might be going to the light.
Face size.
You know what I mean? So that sucked.
I mean, hey, you got through it though, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next one, this one, dude. So it started off with a highlight, like, you know, I got a girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Like, I never had that before. Like I've had like
this is your last one, right?
Middle school girlfriend. Yeah.
Okay.
Middle school girlfriends don't count, I guess. So, you know, I was like in a serious relationship. You know, we both like each other. Just now having fun. First time try to do it, dude. Didn't get it up. You know, it was just one of those things that I called the wrong play.
Mm-hmm.
She had all the right plays, right? It was just me who couldn't get the snap going. Yeah. And it just, you know, luckily she's still with me. So that wasn't the deal breaker, but I was a little afraid of them. You know, I was like, you know that point when you're like nervous, where you're like, your tummy starts like shaking?
Yeah.
like you're freezing or some shit. And I was like, what's wrong with me? Like, mentally, I was there. I'm like, let's go.
Choking under pressure.
Mentally, I'm there. But Adderock Jr. was like, I'm out. You know?
Yeah.
He's had a broken knee or some shit.
Yeah.
But don't worry. 2 weeks later, we got up. So.
2 weeks later.
or like a week later. I don't remember, honestly.
A week later.
I forget. Or how it goes. Interesting. Yeah. But,
well, you know.
It was in the Mount Flushmore. It was embarrassing. You know, I'm pretty sure she told everyone, but.
Pretty sure.
I mean, she says no, but we know. The group chats know.
Good one. I don't. We haven't really talked about it too much on the show. This is another personal one for me. Kind of sucked when my dad fired me.
The worst.
Just a little bit. I'm not gonna get into the logistics of what happened, but
did they lose a sponsor?
Yeah, we lost a sponsor, so that sucked.
After all the business we brought them.
Yeah, it just was. It was an interesting week, to say the least. A lot of emotion.
It was just hilarious the way that it happened. And you're just like, all right, bro, peace.
Here's the key. And I was like, good luck.
I looked around. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. I don't know if it sucked because I got fired by my, like, if I just got fired in general, or I don't know if it made it worse because it was my fucking dad that fired me.
No, that made it worse for sure.
Either or, it just fucking blew. Was not my favorite time of this year. Arguably probably the worst. Not too much more to say about that because I don't want to get into the logistics, but it didn't feel good. That was a personal one right there.
It was funny. It was over something hilarious. I mean, remember? It was over something hilarious.
Yeah.
It was just, you know, comical, the situation, but shitty for you. But everything worked out then, I believe.
Looking at it now, it's working out. A-okay.
Yeah.
A-okay. I have two honorable mentions, or like three. See, what do you have?
I don't, because I told you it was hard for me to think of four.
Yeah. So I'll say Kobe and Chadwick Boseman. That fucking blew. Like,
yeah.
To this day, it's really hard for me to believe that Kobe Bryant's dead. Like, really hard for me to believe. Like, mm-hmm. Not so much that I was a super fan of him. Like, obviously, I was a big fan, and he was really, I think what threw me off so hard was how influential he was without me even knowing, like, in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And to so many people, and how young he was. It's just like, that was probably one of the first times I ever seen someone that I grew up watching and being like passing away. Mm-hmm. I remember like when Sean Taylor died and stuff like that, but he hadn't hit his peak all the way there yet. And it's just, I feel like not a lot of people are not, just, it's weird. Not a lot of people are over it yet, and it's, mm-hmm. and it's going to take
I'm
a long
time. I'm just upset, like, just for the Bryant family, because they also lost Gigi.
Yeah.
His daughter was like, you know, and he doesn't, for the rest of his daughters and family, he doesn't get to be a father. They right. don't get to have a father. He doesn't get to fulfill exactly. that dream
yeah.
anymore. So
that sucked. I think, you know, obviously COVID did a lot of things. Ally Rock and I never really, I mean, we had talked about it on the show and stuff like that, but When COVID happened and we ended up going online, I thought that it was going to be fun because in the first semester, like, it was kind of like, okay, there's some shit going on. And then a lot of things ended up happening, but it was a legitimate stressor going to school online and stuff like that, where I kind of missed going in person. And even this semester, we're staying online. It's been a mental stress and a mental block for a lot of us. And I know that a lot of people are Asian. Even if you're listening to this, it has not been easy on you, but you did it. You're continuing to do it, and the great ones adjust. That's what we like to say on this show. So I just remember that being like a really tough year. It was not ideal for a lot of folks.
I guess one thing you could say about another honorable mention was just the school year in general sucked.
Yeah, it's continuing to suck too.
Everyone thought, they thought it was going to be easy, but it fucking wasn't.
No.
You know? But we're getting through it, so luckily I persevered and passed my classes, so did you.
Yep.
Fucking tough, but we're continuing to chuck along.
Amen, man. Yeah. Amen. So, to all of you that are listening, that was great. That is our Mount Flushmore of 2020. I'm sure we're leaving a lot of out. Probably some political stuff that we just choose not to talk to. If you want to talk politics, ask Ally Rock off the mic.
My DMs are open. Looking at this. So fuck up.
Look up his search records on who he voted for.
Shani, please don't.
What are we gonna go to now?
We're gonna get a little sad, in honor of the sad year of 2020.
Yeah,
which I honestly might go down to history books.
Yeah,
we'll see it in there. It'll be like what mass hysteria looks like.
Yep,
type shit, you know. They'll have to show pictures of like grocery stores completely empty for no reason.
Oh, that was fun.
I contributed.
Yeah.
The day your father called about
toilet paper. Remember that?
Oh my God! Yeah. I don't know. Other day I was doing Postmates and I delivered like 6 bundles of toilet paper to one person's house.
Nice.
I don't know what the fuck they're doing in there.
They're shitting.
They must be. I mean, they must have Taco Bell every day.
That's what I was just about to say.
And hey, they tipped me $5, so.
$5 for some TP, baby.
I was pretty good with that.
Yeah, was it like the double soft?
It was that Charmin.
Mm-hmm. Feels real good.
Right.
Yeah. Sad Boy of the Year. You know, I always like to start off Sad Boy. So Sad Boy of the Year. Usually it's Sad Boy of the Week, but the year. You know, I don't mean this isn't too political. Donald Trump. No, I'm kidding. North Koreans are my Sad Boy of the Year.
Really?
Remember when like Kim Jong-un was like dead and then he wasn't?
Yeah, they faked his death.
Yeah, so like... They're pretty sad right now because all you the people...
You've heard of shit from them, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Well, I'm sure they... Yeah. A lot of them probably dying right now. Probably. And that's sad.
You know what? Also, I learned that Koreans, but on average, they're the smallest dick size.
That doesn't surprise me. You ever seen Hangover?
They're like at the 3-point-something range.
You ever seen Hangover? You fuck on me? And he pulls out his dick.
Yeah. So, if you're ever feeling self-conscious, it goes... South Korea, unless you're like 3 inches, so
don't worry. Well, I mean, 2 inches is plenty on our spectrum.
From what we've heard, yeah. From what we've heard in our experiences, 2 inches is plenty.
Some people are just more blessed than others, and that's okay.
Uh-huh. If you want to say that.
All about the motion in the ocean. Yeah. My Sad Boy of the Year, though, it was just, remember when he was like dead and we're like, oh shit, like, this motherfucker's actually dead.
There's rumors about like his sister taking over or some shit. Yeah.
And all this stuff, and then he wasn't dead. Like, I'm just sure, like, the people that, like, are under this dictatorship.
Like, I'm back.
We're like, oh my God, yes, finally. And then he's like, fuck you guys, I'm back,
right,
bitches.
He pulled some fucking sly shit, huh?
You know what I mean? So that right. probably sucked. I'd be pretty sad.
If he died?
No, like, I'd be pretty sad, like, if I was in their footsteps.
Right. Well, hey.
I mean, that's like...
He had to find out who his fake ones were.
Like,
all of them.
Who my dead lokes. That's like if Hitler... was like, psych, y'all thought I killed myself, bitch. World War III, motherfuckers.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, just saying.
Man, my sad boy is actually sad. Like, it's not to the point where I'm trying to be funny because, I mean, I could make a joke out of it, but they'd see me as extremely disrespectful, which I can be sometimes, no big deal. But sad boy of the year is just all the businesses that shut down due to COVID.
Yeah.
Like JCPenney going down. But like all those small businesses that people like own and shit. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, kudos or like salute to those people who fucking are staying through it. And you know, I do support. You know, I go there and I tip you guys. I buy from small businesses because they need the money. I'd rather spend a few extra bucks to help them out than those big corporations that are set for life.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you know, I feel for you guys. You guys are the sad boy of the year. Hopefully, you guys can jump right back into it pretty soon here because we need you guys. You know what I'm saying? Small businesses, you just can't go wrong.
Amen, man. It is sad that happened. I guess, I'm not in the one to give motivational stuff, but just keep fighting. You know what exactly. I mean? Just keep fighting.
That's right. So now I think we should just throw a little switch up. I think we're going to do other things later, but 2020 was a year of peak like quarantine. You just sat at home. I know you quarantined. I quarantined.
Yeah.
You sat at home and did nothing.
Yeah.
You know? I got so bored of sitting in the house, I decided washing everyone's car at my house.
Mm.
It was kind of a bad idea because I live in Vegas, and I thought the best way to do it was take your shirt off in the sun.
Listen, we have a picture of it.
Right, and you know, I was fixing my car, I was washing the car, I got sunburnt, you know.
He got a couple tips from his neighbors, you know what I mean?
More like sneaky pictures that they caught of me and sent to me as blackmail, but
yep.
I told him to post it. Anyway, but I think, you know, when you got nothing new inside, what do? You binge watch TV shows.
Oh, yeah.
So we've both done it, quarantine or not. You binge watch TV shows. And right now we're just going to say the 4 best TV shows of 2020.
Yep.
Old or new?
Whatever. You want to start or do you want me to start?
You go ahead.
All right. You ready? Easy first one, Power. Mm. Both shows got fucking hooked on it.
I seem to catch up on the second part.
Yep, got hooked on it, and it was unhealthy. Like, I would literally come home from work and sit, like...
You'd run to your room and shit.
4 or 5 hours on it.
Nice.
And I would go back to sleep and then, like, wake up and do the same thing and go to work. It was that bad. So that's my easy first choice. Just watch the finale of book 2. Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say, because, like, I was fucking, like, I was juiced up last night at 2 o'clock in the morning. My mom had to text me. And was like, "Are you okay?"
You weren't like that.
I swear, I had a text.
That's funny. I gotta watch it for real.
Yeah.
So one of my shows is, I'm a plug. We're not sponsored, but Disney Plus, go get that shit. Mandalorian.
Mm.
Jackson has to get on it.
Did you cry at the season's finale?
Because I thought it was. I mean, people cried, but I was just like, it's a little cringy. But
that was cringe.
Like, it's just fun to see.
Luke comes back, right?
Well, way to spoil it for all the people out there.
Well, yeah, I'm spoiling it for myself, and I haven't even seen it.
But like, yeah, a lot of people. There's a lot of cameos of like people that are going to be there, and they're going to have their own things later on.
Yeah,
so Mandalorian is like the first Disney Plus original.
Yeah,
that's like when Disney Plus first came out. Like, Mandalorian was the shit, you know?
Yeah,
and you could see like how cheap it was in the beginning. Like, they had a budget, but like it's way more expensive now. Like, the shit's like, looks like an actual movie.
Right.
You know? So they're putting some fucking massive coin into it. And Disney just announced like all these fucking like 20 different movies and shows they're going to do.
Fucking Hayden Christensen's coming back as Darth Vader. How sick is that?
Right. They're just making kids' dreams come true. You know, whatever people ask for, they give them, you know?
You know what? Since we talked about resolutions, I do want to get into Clone Wars because you've told me I needed to watch that shit to understand a lot. I'm a Star Wars geek. I am. I love it. But I should watch Clone Wars. I did growing up a little bit, but I should watch it a little bit more.
I'm going to say is there's like 7 seasons. They just did the 7th season over quarantine or whatever. Fucking fire. I watched the whole thing like 3 times. All 7 seasons, you know. Just worth it, you know. You find out way more about shit that you didn't know. Everything's getting more connected. You know, you think you know everything now.
Yeah, great fucking choice. Next one on my list, Last Dance. When Last Dance mm-hmm. came out, yeah. I remember each Sunday we would sit down and watch it, and then we would do a recap on this show.
You'd be awestruck sometimes.
I think it was perfect because it was supposed to come out of 2021, this summer, this upcoming summer. And I just remember that ESPN said, "Hey, we have it. We're going to – no one has any sports to watch." Because remember when sports were abysmal? Like, remember that? That was – sucked. I should have put down my Mount Fletchmore. But when that happened, I just – it was so motivating for so many people. And I think that the people that didn't get to watch MJ, like – Ali Rock and myself and everything that had gone on, like, we didn't get to see his legacy. His greatness and yeah. his legacy. It was so neat to watch because he captivated the sport of basketball and saved it. And it was just really motivating for everyone to kind of get off their ass and just say, "Hey, I gotta be great. And if he can do it, anyone can do it," and shit like that. And it was just really interesting to see the dynamic of watching the show and then going on Twitter and seeing shit like that. It was just, it was really neat. We did memes off of it. I mean, I became obsessed with Carmen Electra after Dennis Rodman, you lucky son of a bitch. But I just remember watching that show and being excited for Sundays. One of these, we had the podcast, but just watching it, and it was so badass to me. So one of my favorite shows. I need to rewatch it, honestly, to get motivated.
Right. It's so good. My favorite was just watching like the backstory everyone had. Like the little tiny shit, like Steve Kerr, you know, chiming in on his little shit when he got in a fight with MJ. It was like the coolest shit we could hear. That was
the drama between Scottie and shit like that, him signing the worst contract of history.
So people who even like knew basketball back then didn't even know about this shit, you know? So it was really cool. That was a good choice.
Thank you.
One of my shows that I'm still watching right now. It's on Amazon Prime called The Boys.
Interesting.
I recommend getting into it. It's just a cool show. Like, once you start watching one episode, you're going to watch every single one right after, you know? So I was binge watching that for a minute until, like, one day I was like, I can't. I have to go to work.
Yeah.
I just kind of haven't picked it up ever since. I haven't picked up anything, actually, ever since. But that's a show. If I was going to recommend one show to watch on Amazon, it'd be The Boys.
Yeah. My next pick is, and I have a couple, what's it called? Honorable mentions, of course. All American. That, it dropped on Netflix right in the peak of quarantine. So I remember watching that.
Second
season. And I remember it was right as the start as we started working at our new place. And we would just talk about it. And, you know, it's funny because the budget isn't there, so you're not getting all the best acting and stuff like that. But it's not bad. And it's a good, you know, for kids our age, it's really good to watch and stuff like that. So
I got people hooked on that one.
Yeah.
I got my girlfriend hooked on it, too.
It's a good, it's a good show. Liked watching it.
Yeah, the third season is in production right now. But my girlfriend's like, oh, we're going to watch it like every week on CW. And I was like, fuck all that. Like, wait till it comes on Netflix.
Yeah.
You know, what am I doing? Another show. This one I had to consult my girl because, like, she watches more TV than me. I watch more, like, movies and stuff.
Yeah.
So I was going to do something. Because I couldn't really think of, like, the best shows. Because there's shows I've watched in 2019.
Yeah.
That kind of still haven't watched anything new. So I consulted her, and this one I kind of just, like, guessed.
I swear to God, if you fucking say my show, I'm going to be upset.
Ooh. I think I'm going to just say it right now, then, because I was going to say it next.
Okay.
Outer Banks.
Fuck! Fuck! Good one. Damn it. It is such a good show. You cocksuck.
I haven't watched it yet, so I tried to watch the first episode with her, and I ended up falling asleep. Yeah, I see it. See, so, you know, was it John B?
John B. Dude, it was fun, though. Like, I remember...
What was that fucking famous thing he said? Like, some, like, don't... She was like, don't look at this John B. What did you say to him?
No, I don't know.
It was, like, someone on Twitter that were saying, like, you silly boy, John B. I don't know,
but it was one of those shows. I think we talked about this in person, where it was like, I felt like a kid again. I felt like really like adventure-y, and like it was fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah, everyone was on that for a minute. Did they come out the second season?
Not yet.
Okay,
not yet.
Everyone's hyping that shit up like it's something else. My girlfriend told me, I asked her. This is the first show she said. She gave me a list of like fucking shows, and I was like, I'll just pick two of them.
Yeah.
But that was the fun.
Good one. That was a really good one, buddy. I'm glad that you chose that one. For my last pick, I'm gonna do "Don't Fuck with Cats."
Okay.
And I have a couple other ones to list off as my honorable mentions. You know, I watched this in the later half of 2019, or excuse me, of 2020. And the thing about "Don't Fuck with Cats" is it came out in 2020 earlier in the year. And I just didn't really pay it in mind. I remember working at the other place and working, you know, we used to work really early in the morning, and I'd listen to podcasts, and they'd be like, hey, listen to this. Like, it's fucking crazy. That one, if you want to get put through like a mind fuck, not like a mind fuck, but like a holy shit, this actually happened type thing. If you're into like crime and mystery and shit like that, it just threw you through a loop, and I think that I actually really enjoyed watching it, and it was one of those weird shows where it restored like humanity, that people have a conscience and stuff like that, but then it was also like how far is too far type thing that some people do. I know you haven't seen it, so you're kind of like a little like what the fuck's going on right now, but for anyone that's watched it, it was a really like that guy is a evil human being. So I definitely recommend it if you have not seen it. And if you have a good stomach to you know, to see some shit that you probably didn't want to see.
Good pick. I mean, I'm gonna watch it sooner or later.
Yeah.
But one more show that I have is this one's for the mainly the ladies, because this is like guys don't really talk about the show with each other, and there is guys who secretly watch. You probably watched it too.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten into it just because I'm so behind right now.
Mm-hmm.
To you know, when there's 12 seasons in a show, I'm like, well. Yeah, you guys are talking about the 12th season. I'm over here trying to start the first.
Sure.
And I'm also one of the worst binge watchers there is. I'll watch, like, you know, the first, like, 6 episodes of a season, and then I won't pick it up till like, 3 months later. And everyone's like, what the fuck are you doing? You grew up beyond that with Power and shit.
Yeah.
Grey's Anatomy. So, if you want to binge watch any show, I think that's a show to watch, just because I don't even know how many seasons or episodes. I think it's, like, 20-something episodes a season. And you got 12 seasons, so you got pretty much a few weeks of show to watch right there. My girlfriend talks about it all the time. She was hyping up the 12th season. Like she records it on her DVR, which I didn't know this still exist. And she watches them. Because they only come out like, you know. So old school these days where shit comes out on time and you have to watch it, you know. So she does that. So that's one show. Never got into it, but a lot of tears on that show.
I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Any other shows that you want to mention as your honorable mentions?
Sure. Like I said before, we really like top 4 shows to watch. Yep. I think Ozark.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that one. Have that one.
Waiting for the third season to come out. I'm for sure watching that before I watch anything else.
Sure.
Yeah.
This was gonna get put up on my actual top 4, but it is what it is. Tiger King.
Okay.
Wasn't so much my favorite show ever, but it was really interesting, and it caused a lot of memes, which was kind of funny, yeah, and stuff like that. Definitely watch that. Last Chance U. Mm-hmm. Always watch it each year. I actually really enjoyed this season. Some people don't enjoy it when the team isn't as good. I enjoyed it because I felt like for this year is finally a coach that gave a shit about his players. And that's something, as you know, my name is Coach Jax, and I really do commend that. So that's something that I really actually enjoyed watching. And I like seeing personal development of people. It's just something that I really like.
I heard that next season's gonna be about basketball.
Really? Which would be interesting. I'm okay with that. I like the production value of what they do.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. I did have one that I forgot. I was going to... I don't even know what I was going to do. But there's a lot of TV shows. I've gotten into... it's sad that we're talking about this because I love going to the movie theaters. Still not open.
No, some of them are.
If you can rent them out.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean...
Sucks.
Yeah, but those are our TV shows. Like, we know you guys have watched some of them. And you probably got you guys have some weird ones that we don't watch, like anime and shit. People try to get me on that in quarantine. I was like, fuck no.
I'm not a big subtitles person.
Right. I like to watch it more than read it. I actually don't have the subtitles on when I watch something. Do you?
Sometimes I do.
My girlfriend can't watch without having the words on the screen. To me, that's a distraction. Like, I can actually look at their mouths and, like, hear. That's why my TV's all the way up, you know?
Mm. But people, well, I'm sure it's up for another reason, if you know what I mean.
Thank you for understanding. Time for that? Yeah. Come on. Yeah, I know. Anyway, so those are those are four best shows of 2020. Next up, we have, I think we should do our dumbass of the year. I want to finish off on a high note. This is our dumbass, and then we'll finish off on a high note. So, since you started off with Sad Boy, I'll start off with dumbass. Yep. This one, tracing back a little bit to one of what we talked about a little bit earlier, but my dumbasses of the year are not all, but most college professors. You know, I applaud you guys for your hard work, but, you know, just understand the circumstances we're going through. You know, I know you have maybe like 3 classes to teach, but what if you had 5 classes to teach? Would that be easier? I don't think so, you know. Especially all from home, like, balance all this shit. Plus, I also have another job. You know, I have 2 jobs I have to do while in quarantine, and some kids don't have that. Added on, like, stress or
they whatever. Have a luxury of not working.
Right. They can do. They just go through school. But on my and yours, we don't have that luxury. So we have to work and go to school and balance all the shit, plus personal life, plus fun. You have to have fun in college, plus relationships, plus friends. And I mean, you know, shit adds on. And the teachers don't give a fuck. The professors don't give a fuck. They just pile shit on. Like, I get it. Luckily, I passed. They did give us breaks here and there.
Yeah. I think that's a really good topic, because I think that the university failed a lot of kids. I think that they failed a lot of kids and saw monetary value and what they can get in tuition, and hence didn't really talk to their professors. I think that there's just a big disconnect of what the expectation is from a professor to a student, especially balancing with all this stuff. And I don't mean to take your shine by any means, but I did a research paper about suicide, especially in Nevada. Suicide rates for students have gone up in drastic formation since 2020 due to the COVID-19 outbreak. And it seriously hasn't helped. And it breaks my heart for some kids that people feel the need that they need to take their life away. And I don't think that professors did a good enough job of protecting some people, mm-hmm, because they had added on a lot of stress and stuff like that. And that's just something that really upsets me. So that is they are dumbasses for that, some of them. And sometimes you get blessed with a very nice professor that understands it. But
yes,
I can say for the vast majority of both of us, we didn't get that luxury as well.
No. But hey, you know, we're persevering people. We're very motivated and determined. So when someone throws a curveball at you, you just kind of fucking take, sometimes you gotta take the hit.
Yep.
And just move on. You know, amen. Who cares if you fail a class? You're still gonna be here at the end of the day, and you're gonna be more successful at the end of it.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. My dumbass of the year, I try to be funny a little bit, is Kanye West. Remember when, like, when he ran for president? That sucked.
It was funny because he was actually, like, serious about it too. Yeah. Like, he was like, we want Kentucky or some shit. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think
I don't try to get into the political much, but, like, anyone that voted for him, I do question
your intelligence
just a little bit. Logically, sure. I try to really stay away from politics. But this was too easy to pass up on. You know what I mean? I couldn't mm-hmm. pass up on it. It was just one of those things where I was like, you remember that shit too? Like, no, what the fuck?
It was crazy. I also remember, and this, I think this was before 2020, where he met with Trump and like he was on the news and somebody showed like his passcode was like 00000. Like he was opening up his phone and yeah. The news like had it. Funny. But yeah, that guy is pretty fucking stupid. Smart for me and rich ass. I'm a billionaire. But just don't run for president.
Yeah.
I don't know who's billionaire to be president.
Well, Trump.
Right. So let's finish off on a high note here.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're going to do our Mount Rushmore. We did a Flushmore earlier. We had to have that. But 2020, best memories, best things that happened to us. 2020. Would you like to start since I started last time, I believe?
Sure. So, much like my sad boy, or excuse me, my Mount Fleshmore, there's going to be some cultural stuff that I added in there, and then obviously some personal stuff, and then we'll do honorable mentions.
I feel you.
So, cultural one. I think that we all benefit as a country when Shakira and J-Lo had sexy time on Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun.
We bonded.
They looked great. I loved it. A lot of moms did not
go listen to our Super Bowl episode.
Yep. I thought that they did fantastic and they looked damn good doing it. I'm just saying, I think the country benefited from it. I think that it was a good time to have, you know, for some old men, that was the first time that they saw their pecker in a long time
mm-hmm.
because it came out of the wood, the woodshed or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying it was a great time. Look into 2020. Mount Rushmore to me, seeing some.
See, 2021 is not going to be like that. We're going to have a sad boy singing on stage. The weekend.
Weekend? Yeah.
Hopefully he brings on some spice.
Call out my name.
What?
You don't know that song?
What? What did you just say?
By The Weeknd, you don't know that song?
Call My Name?
No, it's not like that, but it's like.
No, he's going to do Blinding Lights. I guarantee you, it's going to be Blinding Lights, and then it's going to be like. Fucking, I don't even know what else he does. Like, what other songs would he play on the Super Bowl? There's like other songs. Where's that one that's like. Do you like the way I flick my tongue or not?
Oh, that's Ty Dolla Sign, dog.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I hope it would.
Shit. Wait, wait.
Where is it? Hold up.
Copyright.
Hold up.
Copyright. He wouldn't play that shit.
I think he should. You're telling me I didn't kill that shit? I fucking did that shit falsetto, dog. I killed it.
He's gonna have some strippers on stage, like fuck, dry humping the stage.
I like
with
it.
With that song.
He did a great job in the Adam Sandler movie. He was gems. Fucking the shit out of that girl. Hidden Gems or what is it called?
I know what you're talking about.
I think it's called Hidden Gems.
Yeah.
By the way, Adam did a great job. I love it, Adam Sandler. Probably watched one of his worst movies yesterday, like probably one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my entire existence.
What was it?
It's called Little Nicky.
Never seen it.
Oh my, don't watch it. Awful movie. Awful. Adam Sandler, one of those things, I'm going off a tangent and I don't mean to, but he's done some funny shit before. That might have been one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my entire existence. Like, no cap. Awful. Anyways.
At least he has a lot of good ones to level
yes.
it out.
Yeah, peep my Twitter. I let out one of his mm-hmm. movies today. But anyways, go on.
All right. One of mine is golfing on Sundays.
You cocksucker, bro. Fuck!
That's what sucks when you have a best friend who do the podcast. We have the same shit, but...
Whale.
One of my... Dude, it was just... You guys got me hooked on it, and now I'm low-key better than you.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Easy there.
Better at everything I do. Like, I'll
easy
tell you.
There, bud. Easy there.
But it's just one of those things when we're going golfing Sunday. That's my time. It's our time to relax. We fucking joke around. We drink some brews. Last time we got teamed up with fucking Clyde and Eugene or some shit.
Yep. The and most Caucasian. Yeah, the most like, Caucasian.
They go every fucking weekend. We low-key were drunk our asses high as shit.
Yeah.
Fucking hitting hole in ones and shit.
Had a great time. That was actually one of my on my list was obsession with golf. Mm-hmm. That was a high point of our year. And it will probably be a high point for the rest of our lives.
We might go next week.
We're going next week. We're not Mike. We're going.
Oh, fuck, we're going.
I 1,000% agree with you.
Just deep balls right above us.
Amen. And if you guys want those, they will be on retail for $7.99.
Damn right. Yeah. They're handmade, by the way.
Yep, they are. I do think that that was just such a good time. I think that we bonded over it a lot more. It was something that we did a lot of. So I'm going to say this one. One of my Mount Rushmore moments was when we made the man cave in here. Mm-hmm. So we changed it up a lot, got a lot of cool shit in there. But that's not so much. We told this story a couple weeks ago, but I had my shirt off and Alex had made a comment about my tummy.
Oh, my God.
And I took it really personally because I take things personally. But it was a Mount Rushmore for me where I actually kind of decided, like, hey, I need to stop drinking as much as I did. As I was, not that I was ever like a huge drinker, but I just was doing it in an unhealthy manner. And the fact of like, I would drink and then I eat shitty food and stuff like that.
Right.
And
right.
So from that moment on, I really kind of just changed my diet, the way that I go about my life. And I work out 5 times a week and it changed my life. And this is the best shape I've been in a long time. And so I look on that where I took something personally, but I put it into productive action and I'm very proud of that for myself. But it's also, that's what good friends do, is they don't always sugarcoat shit. And, though it may have been a joke to Alex, and though it may have been like, he was also telling me something I needed to hear. And that's something that I appreciate you for, but it was one of my Mount Rushmore moments where I look back and said, hey, like I saw an issue that there was. And I fixed it. Not that I'm still fixing it. And I love the way that I feel. And it's caused a lot of confidence in my behaviors. So for that, I appreciate you. And it was a defining moment in my year.
Dude, you're welcome, man. But I was just like, literally joking with you. I was just like, damn, bro, you got to get.
Yeah.
Because I saw you sitting. And he looked like a fucking dad out here. So
yeah, I did.
It was funny, you know?
I did. And now I don't have it anymore. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So it's still just, got a dad vibe just with the beard. But
I do. I do have a dad vibe. I have heard that since I was in high school. Just because I think, I don't know, I would say I'm nonchalant, but like I'm also like I'm all like I have corny jokes sometimes. I don't know.
I think it's like, you know how like people have like the fear of like, oh, this is a dad, he might yell at you.
Mm.
I think they had that fear with you.
I
don't think you'll go off at somebody like, fuck, put the fucking shit down. Like, but they think you do.
People?
They think you'll do that, you know?
I can only say in my life I've been legitimately angry, like angry one time in my life.
Really?
Like, where people are like scared. Other than that, I don't think people get a lot of vibes off of me. As in, like, I think I'm just a teddy bear. Like, I'm a nice guy. Like, listen, I don't.
Man, I've been angry playing the fucking last level of ping pong and Wii Resort.
You know? Oh no! Well, I get angry on the game.
Like, are you okay, baby?
Yeah, no, I get angry on the game because I roid rage, or not roid rage. Yeah, so thank you, Alex, for telling me I was a fat ass. I got on roids now. No, I get really angry with games and stuff like that, but like not where I'm like, I'm going to find this kid's IP address and fucking like torment him.
It's just my controller's broken.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not like shit like that, but anyways, I'm not that angry of a person, so.
Okay. That was your, did you go?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Yeah. All right. So one of mine is, the adventures we've experienced with our podcast.
Mm.
Well, just like the stuff that we've been doing, the people we've interviewed, the things that we've done together, all those nights out, you know, going to Hibachi and stuff like that, doing this, building this man cave here and the golfing. We were supposed to do numerous trips together, but, you know, things fell through, but more to come on that, you know. All those times that we had fight night here and stuff like that, just things like that. And that's also just because we're friends and stuff, you know? And it just kind of, like, relays here on the podcast when people listen to us, like, you guys have good chemistry, this and that. It's because we're usually always together doing stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So stuff, that's just been a highlight of my year. I get to spend time with my best friend. We do this together. You know? Love that shit.
Facts, man. My next one, it kind of carries off of you. Kickball tournament.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny because it was, you know, it was planned out and not everyone that said they would show up, but it was okay. The people that wanted to be there were there. And it was a really, one of my favorite videos that we ever put out. We've done a lot of cool videos, but it's one of my favorite ones because it actually meant a lot to me. Not that it didn't mean anyone else, but it was just a fun time. It was right after 4th of July. And the people that showed up that were there and probably had a couple of drinks prior to that, that night, it was really cool because it was hot as fuck outside. But
4th of July, 5th of July.
There's certain moments, and there's certain moments in your life where you just kind of feel like a kid again. And that was one of them. And I really enjoyed that moment. And I look back on that and it was one of the highlights of my year because, like I said, it meant a lot to me, but it was the first time that Ali Rock and I did something as a podcast that everyone was kind of a part of, you know what I mean? And it went to a good cause. I donated money to the Alzheimer's Fund. And you know, so my New Year's resolution as well is to do something like that again. Now, we have talked about a charity basketball game that we're going to do. And hopefully, like we said about our governor, that's why I kept on saying, oh, we're going to talk about it. I hope that we can get to that point because we have some cool stuff that we want to do this year. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that we don't want to divulge yet, but we'll get there. But to go over 2020, that was one of the highlights of my year.
That's a good one, man. Also, the football game that we did.
Yep.
Battle of the Beltways. That was fun as fuck. Like, just having more people involved with us.
Absolutely.
You know, and they love being on our YouTube, just seeing themselves, you know.
Yeah.
Another one. This one's more personal. You know, during the summer, I wasn't going to let COVID bring us down. So, you know, I had a few functions and I had a little party. You know, oh my God. God forbid I have a party with over like 20 people. It was like, it was pretty much that many people there. I'm exposing myself, but this was the party where, bust down the doors and shit. This is the party where I met my girlfriend. I just look back at that because, like I told her the other day, I was like, what was your favorite memory of 2020? And we both had like the same one where, like, she came to my house and I was like, I told her to get the first shot. And like, whatever happened after that was just a history. And we just, because like, I told her, like, we didn't meet through Tinder, through Bumble, through DMs. Everything just happened kind of naturally, you know? Like, we met at a party.
Almost like the old-fashioned way.
Right. Like, we met at a party. We were talking. We hit it off. We went on dates. Like, we didn't have to, like, do all this bullshit talking stage. Yeah. We just went straight to it. And she's like, I want to be your girlfriend from that point on. I was like, well, damn. I must have done something right. So I look back at that. And it's like, ever since then, I've been the happiest I've been. I've matured a lot. I've learned a lot about myself. And, you know, I just kind of, I look back at that moment like, damn, when that shit happened.
I think when you get your first relationship, you kind of learn how to care about someone other than yourself. And you find out a lot about yourself, you know what I mean? You find out about what, you know, how you feel about things and how you go about certain information, stuff like that.
No, actually, because of my girlfriend, because, like, she kind of, like, taught me how what it feels like to be loved. So now, like I say, I love you more than my parents because of her, you know? So I thank her for that.
That's good. That's how you know you have good ones, when they can challenge you to do better. You know what I mean? Not to do something that's worse, but if they can do challenge you to be better as a human being, that's how you know you got a keeper on you. So very happy for you.
And Thank you, man.
That's a good way that you finished off your Mount Rushmore. My final one that I wanted to say is because Ali Rock kind of said it before. We've talked about it a couple times, and I know that sometimes these shows get a little repetitive, but there's a defining moment where it's funny because I really don't know the moment of where it happened, but I just remember the conversations of Alex and I saying, hey, you know what? Let's get to a point where we don't really care what people have to say. We don't really care about, I kind of went blank a little bit there, but I remember when we had first started, I was almost a little bit embarrassed to tell people that I had a podcast, that Ali Rock and I had a podcast called 2 Inches Deep. Just because I was so worried about what people would think about it. I was so worried that people were like, oh, well, what does that have to do? Like this, that, and the other. And I remember like sitting down with Ali Rock and he's like, dude, loosen up. Like, just chill out. This is something that you love. And I know that you love. Let's be passionate about it. And from that point on, I really just stopped giving a shit what people had to think about, one, the podcast, or two, certain things I did, because I've always been an ambitious person. I've always wanted to do stuff. But like, I don't think that I allowed myself to fail a lot. And I also don't think that I allowed myself to have certain memories that I should have a long time ago. And so 2020 kind of taught me, hey, do this and enjoy your time, because the thing about time is you're not going to get stuff like that back. So not to be like all weird or emotional or anything like that, not that that's weird or anything like that, but 2020 really solidified a bond that Ali Rock and I will forever cherish and have. As shitty as this year was, we learned a lot about what who we can be as people, who we can be as entrepreneurs, and who we can be as podcast hosts. And for all of you guys that are listening, I know that like this year was not easy, and we're not sugarcoating it at all. But if you can find a Mount Rushmore, sometimes you can describe things in four ways, like we try to do. Maybe you can find four ways that this year has impacted you in a certain way.
Before I mention my last one, just a funny thing I saw on like Twitter or I think it was TikTok, I don't remember. But it was someone said that, you know, people would be saying like, oh, thank God this like awful year is over. And then they post like fucking 8 pictures of them on vacation.
Yeah.
And that kind of leads into my last one. Like, one of my Mount Rushmores was being able to do some of the things I did. Like, go out. I went to California, went to Utah, went to Brian Head for snowboarding just now. I just came back. I'm grateful I got to do those things this year, because I thought, you know, ever since COVID hit, I was, shit, we're gonna be locked down, not going to go nowhere. But one of my favorite ones was going to Utah with my friends. We rented out a townhouse, partied, had fun, went to Sandy Hollow. It was like a man-made beach there. That was my first trip with my girlfriend. That's when I kind of like knew like she was maybe the one, because we connected so well. She meshed well with my friends, and we had a great time. It was just times like that where like I reminisce. I'm like, damn, those are the good days now. Right. You know, and then I think about the times that are to come with me and you going shit, because we still haven't done a trip together type shit.
Right.
You know, so I'm just looking forward to the stuff that's going to happen.
Yeah, it's one of those years that, like we said in the beginning, is we were all looking forward to the end of the year at December 31st. But now it's like, I'm not so much looking forward to the end of this, or what was the end of last year to this year. I'm more looking forward to the times of the future and understanding that we can have a lot more fun, that we can do a lot more liberties. I mean, hell, I turned 21 in June. Like, that's a big monumental birthday.
Yeah, you're going to be fucked up.
Yeah, right. But it's just, it's certain times like that where I think that this year taught me a lot about myself, taught me literally, and I mean this, like, how to fail. Mm-hmm. Not that I accepted failure, but I learned how to adjust, and sometimes things don't happen the way that you want it to happen. And I appreciate that. So 2020, you fucking sucked, but you also weren't as bad as it could have been. It could have been a lot worse. So
that's right. And we thank you. And we want to thank all of our fans who hopped on and supported us all throughout 2020. And for all the fans that are just coming on now and listening, you guys are in store for some freaking amazing episodes. Don't be afraid to go listen to our old stuff, reminisce on our greatest episodes.
Yeah, especially because we're going to be putting out that video for our 1 year anniversary. So we're getting there in about 2 weeks. So we're going to have a big thank you for that as well, because it would not be happening if it weren't for you guys.
Yeah. So just to wrap this up, guys, go follow us on our socials, Twitter, Instagram, all that. We're going to, you know, wrap up this episode and plan some more great stuff for the future. 2021 is going to be great for all of us. We wish you guys the best of luck. Happy New Year. Peace out.